pedicure. I was like, I have not had a pedicure in a while. I mean, it's not like I don't take care of my feet. I do. But it's like, I haven't, like, had a good soak.
You need a good soak and scrub. Yeah.
Good scrub. I mean, I need a good soak and scrub. You know, but I want that one, I want that pedicure where, like, a fish nibble at you. But it'll be, I do. It'll be
fish will be, what, are the fish, what, piranhas, or what kind of fish?
What kind of feet do you think I have over here? I don't know what kind of fish they use, but it's like, they're not piranha. Oh, believe me, I wouldn't have, they wouldn't need a pedicure. You'd need, like, prosthetic. No, I was like, they're like...
Goldfish? What kind of, what have you been?
Probably, I don't know, a little koi fish or something. But they have, but at some spas, they have, like, where you have, like, fish, and they eat away at the dead skin of your feet. And I walk... I do. What?
I frequent the spa to get manicures and pedicures, and I will be honest with you, I've never seen such a thing before. Have you seen or heard of this before?
On television. I've seen it on television.
Was this animated?
No. No.
And had you been drinking when you saw this?
You know good well I don't drink.
I'm just checking.
Yeah. No. I was clear, conscious mood. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about, where there are spas where you go and get a pedicure and there's like a little fish that nibble at your feet. I know it's out there. I know it is. Somebody out there has got to back me up. No, I want one of those. But it's
I want somebody to call to say they've experienced this. Please call.
929-477-1567.
They could call Dr. Fish. It says that they are actually, the UK would be following the lead of 14 U.S. states that have already outlawed the procedure.
Yeah.
No.
It says that they reuse the fish on many customers. So that's what, yeah.
Ooh.
No. Because if I want to have
they're pricey.
Hell no. If I want to have some fish, I'm going to fry them hoes up afterwards.
You're
not a
dog. No. This is not a backyard barbecue, Marcus.
Some fish, some hush puppies,
some hush puppies,
if I'm going to pay this much money to have fish nibble at my feet, I'm carrying them damn fish home with me, cutting them up, cleaning them, and I'm going to cook them.
Then with your fingernail.
What's that?
Oh.
They're itty bitty.
Oh.
You're thinking of catfish fillets. No, they're not fillets.
They're like little minnows looking like you just, and they just, there's like millions of them that just eat the stuff off of your feet.
Well, then I just, hand frying them hoes in this. So you'll get like a, the oil will be like,
but you know your heel crust would still be in their tummy though, Marcus. So that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what they say, the circle of life.
That is gross. Oh, you said it all tonight. Circle of life. Wow.
I mean, hello. Come on now. Nobody. Okay.
I would try it. I think I would try it. I just would get them fresh before, like, get them when they open and they got fresh fishies in there, not when they're closing. You got, like, 80,000 people that they've eaten all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, dude, I'm going the first thing in the morning. I'm going to make, like, the earliest morning.
Hello.
Up to 50 feet.
You're going to set a doctor's appointment and have your feet done. Yeah.
The places that it's legal is in Quebec and Montreal.
So I got to go to Canada.
Only in few clinics.
See, so I got to call. They fish to get my feet nibbled at by millions of little bitty fish that I'm going to end up having to take across the border and frying up. with
cousins. That's a lot.